This is Touchstone Radio, bringing you alternative views here in the Brazos Valley on KEOS 89.1 FM.
For Touchstone Radio, this is Katie Stewart. The following represents solely my views and understanding of a very important piece of legislation this summer, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. On April 24, 2007, Representative Barney Frank, with the support of 67 co-authors, introduced a bill into the United States House that would prohibit employment discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. Employment non-discrimination bills, or ENDA bills for short, have a long history in both the National Congress and here at home in Texas. They are tools by which we as citizens make our nation better by embracing and uplifting each and every one of our citizens when it comes to the right to work and be a productive member of our great nation. In plain English, this bill prohibits an employer from refusing to hire or discharge an individual or otherwise discriminate in terms of compensation, privilege, etc. on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. It also seeks to provide effective remedies to discrimination in the workplace, as well as address retaliation against employees who report such incidents. It is the same policy set forth by many Fortune 500 companies in regard to their own business. There are exemptions to this bill. The armed forces and veterans, 501c organizations, and religious organizations are allowed to so discriminate. So this bill does not strike down Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and it does allow your church to refuse to hire gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender individuals if that's their wishes. Which brings me to opponents of this bill and their chief complaint. Organizations such as the American Family Association have lied that this bill will force the Boy Scouts of America, or even your church, to hire drag queens. Now, I don't know about you, but any man that can wear 5 layers of makeup, a feather headdress, and a rather large taffeta dress during a pride parade in the heat of July Texas sun, and then dance backwards in 10-inch heels afterwards, I believe is more than qualified to do just about anything. However, we are not here to talk about my great admiration for drag queens. We are here to discuss facts. And the fact is that 501c organizations, the armed forces and veterans, and religious organizations are exempted from this act. They are expressly allowed to discriminate against GLBT persons if that is their desire. Another complaint is that this act creates a quota system. Again, this is untrue. A close reading of Section 4, Clause F, yields that this act shall not be construed or interpreted to require or permit quota systems on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. Great men and women from both sides of the aisle have come together to put this act together, and have done so not only with the consideration of American values such as justice and fairness, but also with the wisdom of constraints upon small businesses and the principle of religious freedom. More information can be obtained by searching for employment non-discrimination at www.thomas.gov. But what can you do to take action on this legislation? 1. Come to the Stop Hate Crimes Employment Non-Discrimination Car Wash at Friends Congregational Church on June 30th. 2. Call the Washing Switchboard at 202-224-3121 and ask for the office of your legislator. In the Brazos Valley, these individuals are Senator John Cornyn, Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson, and Representative Chet Edwards. Tell them to vote for the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. 3. Email kddstewart@hotmail.com for more information on how you can help. Thank you for listening. For Touchstone Radio, this is Katie Stewart.
Touchstone Radio is a production of Touchstone Magazine. Neither KEOS nor the Touchstone necessarily endorses the opinions you have just heard. Pick up a copy of the Touchstone in the blue news boxes or visit our website, which contains this and other Touchstone Radio episodes in digital audio at www.rtis.com/touchstone.